This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Due to strong language, viewer discretion is advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
My husband is an abusive stepfather.
You're starting to piss me off. You gotta get your ass beat.
Brenda is crazy for saying that I'm abusive.
How about if I come in there and spank you?
Stern step-parent.
I think that if he quit back-talking, there wouldn't be any problems.
So this is his fault.
Or just a big bully.
My daughter's diagnosed with mental retardation.
Have you called her retarded?
Looks like that you guys are gonna try to drill me.
You wanna know what I think?
I think I'm about done with this show.
Contusions, abrasions, and lacerations. Black eyes, broken bones, and bloody lips. Add to that being degraded, ridiculed, and verbally abused on a daily basis. It's abuse that no one should ever have to suffer, much less a child. Too young, too small, and too innocent to stand up for themselves. Now, oftentimes, these abusers aren't some stranger. They're the man or woman who's been welcomed into the child's home and family with open arms. What I'm talking about are step-parents. Now, let me be very clear. There are loving and caring step-parents out there that embrace these children and enrich their lives in ways that you just cannot imagine. But the rate of abuse among step-parents is higher than among biological parents. And sadly, that abuse can lead to a tragic and heart-wrenching ending. Take a look.
A twisted case of family betrayal and murder.
Gawker confessed to the brutal beating death of his own stepson, Trace Wicker. In May 2011, students found the 14-year-old's body behind Liberty High School.
Family members are shedding new light on the murder of a 9-year-old girl in Long Beach.
9-year-old Xiaomara Gonzalez Fernandez was murdered in this church parking lot, allegedly at the hands of her stepfather.
Not so fast, stepmommy. You say the little girl dies of a seizure? Our investigation reveals blunt force trauma to the baby's head. Trauma so severe, her head leaves an imprint in the living room carpet. Yeah, I'm on to you, Mommy.
Now, horrific stories like these are my first guest Brenda's worst nightmare. Why? Because she claims that her husband, Drew, is such an abusive stepfather that even their cable guy, who just stopped by for a service call, reported him to CPS.
I don't care if you're filming this crap or not. I'm not going to put up with this. You're starting to me off because you're not listening and backtalking.
My husband is an abusive stepfather. He is verbally, mentally, and physically abusive toward my son.
Brenda is crazy for saying that I'm abusive. I try to keep Austin in line.
You're going to go out there and rake up the backyard. And if you don't, I'm going to get a paddle and I'm going to beat your ass.
Austin deserves to get punished because he's lazy.
Austin is bipolar and he has ADHD.
Shut your mouth over there. Nobody wants to hear your smart mouth.
Austin is a bad seed.
Drew has slapped Austin upside his head. He threw him up against the wall and he choked him.
You're gonna start yelling at me? How about if I come in there and spank you? I'm not gonna tolerate your mouth.
Austin told me that he was gonna be big enough and bad enough to beat me up. I told him I'll take his ass outside. We can go in the backyard and we can fight.
Little boy, you've got to grow up and learn.
Don't talk to me like that.
What are you going to do about it, huh? You're going to sit there and yell at me like a fool?
Austin is not too young for me to beat his ass.
Stop being a disrespectful little brat. Keep it up and I'm going to smack the out of you.
Drew has called Austin many names. Little idiot.
Little hole. And a jerk. He thrives on getting me frustrated.
I'm at the end of the rope with the way he treats my kids.
I wish that we could fix Austin's brain to where we would get rid of the problems and my life would be a whole lot better.
I'm the king of this house. That's the way it goes.
Well, if that wasn't bad enough, Brenda says Drew has called her intellectually disabled daughter retarded and stupid. Now, Drew says he's just trying to get her ready for the real world.
My daughter, Destiny, was diagnosed with mild to moderate mental retardation. Drew's been verbally, mentally, physically abusive to Destiny.
What are you so happy for? What do you mean you don't know?
Drew expects Destiny to be like a normal kid.
Destiny's more intelligent than she plays off to be. She acts like she's the victim.
What is your deal? For being a weirdo.
Destiny couldn't spell the word yet, and Drew told her, what, are you stupid?
Destiny will keep asking me, how are you, Dad? I will tell Destiny, that's enough. You've asked me that 10 times already, Destiny. It gets annoying. I tell her she needs to get off her butt and go do her chores, quit being lazy.
One day, she walked by the coffee table, and there was Drew's cup. She knocked it over, and he slapped her, and it was loud and hard. It's heartbreaking that she has to go through that.
Okay, you're concerned.
Yes.
What is your concern?
My main concern is that my kids be treated with dignity and respect as people, and that things don't get out of hand and get worse.
And how long have you two been together?
9 years.
9 years.
We've been married for 8.
So this has been going on for a long time.
It's since my son's been older.
Uh-huh.
Getting older and getting into his teenage years, he's getting a lot more mouthier, and
yeah.
My husband doesn't tolerate it at all.
And what do you think about all of this?
I think that if he decided to listen and quit backtalking and being disrespectful, there wouldn't be any problems.
So this is his fault because he doesn't listen, he doesn't do what you tell him to do?
I think a lot of it has to do with him. And some of it might have to do with myself, but mainly it's his attitude not wanting to listen. He does not like to listen at all when it comes to me telling him what to do.
Uh-huh. And how about your stepdaughter? What is it about her that frustrates you? What does she need to do to fix this problem? Because you're saying if they'd just do the right thing, there wouldn't be any problem, right?
She's not the problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's understand that right now. She is not a problem.
Let's understand this right now. Why do you yell at her?
Because she knows better and does things that she's not supposed to and does things over and over or asks you something over and over. And you can tell her that you've already asked me that and it just kind of gets annoying and she knows. She plays like she's the...
But how many times have you been told she does have short-term memory loss? And she needs that repetitive direction over and over. Okay?
Yes.
She needs that.
I understand that, and I understand what disability she has.
But you still do the same things over
and
over.
It's kind of frustrating with one and the other. It's mainly the other, which would be Austin. He's the most frustrating one out of all of it.
Uh-huh. And how do you deal with that?
I try to deal with it as best as I can until he likes to sit there and pick at me and pushes the buttons to where it annoys me and he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's where he and I separate then, because I don't think it's funny at all.
I don't either, sir.
Well, I think you do. I mean, I watched the tape. What was the first statement you said on tape? I don't give a damn if you are taping this. Let me tell you something. And then you go on to aggressively berate and demean this child. What's your theory? What's the outcome you're looking for when you do that?
My theory is if he would have said, for instance, I'm tired, can I do the raking of the yard later? That might have been just fine. He straight out told me no, that he wasn't going to do it and that he's not going to listen to me.
And you said that he is, quote, he's just a bad seed. What does that mean? He's just a bad seed.
He's got an impulse problem with his brain. His brain completely does not know when to shut off the adrenaline. He gets adrenaline rushes. So he turns into a hyperactive, incredible Hulk in less than 3 seconds.
So it's involuntary.
It's not actually his fault that it happens, but it does happen. quite often.
Well, then, if it's not his fault and you understand that, why do you yell and berate him?
Actually, that's a good question to answer, and it's a hard one.
Well, here's what you said. You said, I'm trying to turn him into a man.
I'm trying to set him straight for life forward.
Have you called him names?
Yes, I have.
Little little jerk, bitch, little bastard, little idiot, and stupid. Okay. I apologize, ladies, for the language. But
time.
I want you to understand what we're dealing with here. You have called him all of those things, said all of those things to him, have you not?
Sometime in life, yes, I have.
Sometime in life.
Am I proud of it? No, I'm not.
Do you threaten him?
Define threatening him.
Okay, I will. Quote, you better shut the up or I'll knock your teeth out. Get the out of my face. Don't care if you're leave. This isn't your house anyway. I'm just going to punch a hole in your chest.
You have said that before many times.
Saying one thing and doing another is totally, completely different.
I didn't ask you if you did it. I'll get to that in a minute. I'm just asking you if you said it. I'm just trying to get it all on the table here so I know what I'm dealing with.
You're dealing with a kid that likes to push everybody's button to the max.
Okay, well,
and thinks it's funny.
First answer my question. You do say that to him.
I have said it to him before.
More than once.
It's possible.
Okay. Yes, he has more than once.
You know, man up and own it. Hell, if you're going to do it, don't come out here and start waffling around. You either do it or you don't.
I have more than once. Man up, I'm more than a man than just as anybody else is.
Really?
Really.
And you think you're going to teach him to be a man by doing what you're doing? You want him to grow up and be a man like you?
No, I'm trying to show him the straight way and not get into trouble. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. But you can't do that whenever you cuss at him. And to call him names and make him have
when he's
low self-esteem.
When he's not throwing a fit and he's acting normal and listening and behaving, he's the greatest kid in the world to be around and love him to death and step in front of a truck so he wouldn't get hurt. But when it comes to his mouth and his attitude, it really is stinking.
Did you say, if he wants to fight, I'm ready? He's not too young for me to beat his ass. He will not disrespect me. I will not bow down to him.
When a 14-year-old stands up to you and gets in your face like a man and says that he can whoop you, what do you expect a person to do?
I'm so glad you asked. Do you know how it sounds that you're physically hitting an intellectually disabled girl?
I think I'm about done with this show.
Friday on an all-new Dr. Phil. A teen mom whose parents don't trust her.
Their religious beliefs are very overbearing.
I installed cameras to keep track of what she's doing.
She lied to Dr. Phil.
Do you smoke marijuana?
No.
We did a drug test on you and you failed.
What else is she hiding?
For many years, I've had a secret.
What did you say when you found out about it? You didn't go to the police?
No, sir.
My God, who are you people?
America's most watched talk show. That's Friday.
Have you threatened his bio father?
Have I threatened him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he threatened me first.
Have you said to him, go tell your dad I'll whoop his ass?
I sure have. And on that point there, to answer another part of that question, I have asked his biological father for help over the telephone to help me get this child to listen.
Well, so this is your strategy to get him to listen, to learn to be a man. Did you make a paddle?
I made two of them.
And you wrote red ass on it?
His mother
red
did butt. That. Uh-huh.
Did you hit him with it?
I spanked him on his butt.
In fact, you told us, quote, I haven't used it in 6 months because he throws a fit like a little baby.
He does throw a fit like a little baby.
Did you grab him and throw him up against the wall in front of a family counselor?
In front of two family counselors.
Yes, I have. I grabbed him by his shirt and put him up against the wall and told him to stop acting the way he was.
And he's screaming, you're choking me.
Yes, he was screaming that Drew was choking him, and I was in an area where I couldn't see, and I went over there and I didn't see him choking him. He had a hold of his shirt up against the doors. And the counselor
said to tell him to stop. I did not choke the
child. And I had to tell him to stop.
I did grab him and put him up against the wall.
And what was your theory when you did that? What went through your mind when you did that?
Hopefully I was trying to put some fear in him to make him calm down.
Well, it didn't.
And that's what all this is. You're trying to get him under control. You're calling him names and yelling him. You're going to beat his ass. You're throwing him against the wall. How's that working for you?
Calling him names really isn't the greatest thing in the world that I've ever done. Not too proud of it. It's not the greatest thing that you should do to any child. But when you're pushed past your point and you're losing control, you kind of say things that you shouldn't.
Yeah, and you need to learn to control your temper and your mouth.
You get really frustrated with your stepdaughter as well.
Sometimes she'll ask the questions over and over, and I'll tell her that's enough. She's asked enough. It's the same thing over and over, and I know that she forgets, but after about 10 to 15 times, you kind of say, okay, you've already asked me that.
Well, but that's not what you say. You say, stop asking me dumb questions. You're lazy. You think she's smarter than she leads people to believe, right?
Oh, she is smarter than she leads people to believe.
She likes playing the victim.
She likes playing like she's helpless.
Have you called her stupid and retarded?
I've called her stupid and retarded a couple of times.
Have you said you're acting retarded? Stop asking so many stupid questions. You can't even spell the word yet. What's wrong with you?
I don't think I've ever said that to her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, she would disagree. Were you there?
It was just the other day. We were in our room, and Destiny said, how do you spell yet? And you go, you can't even spell yet? What is wrong with you?
I honestly don't remember that, to be truthful, but if you say so.
It was kind of mean.
You don't like me asking you these questions, do you?
I feel like that I have to be on a defensive side, so you can ask away, and I'll answer as best as I can.
How does he treat you?
When we're alone, he generally treats me really good. We have a good group of relationship, but whenever my son's there, or even my daughter sometimes, we're always fighting. We have to fight. I have to constantly be in between them. I feel like that all the time.
Have you gotten physically aggressive with your daughter?
No.
He has backhanded her in her arm 2 times that I know of, and 1 time was for spilling his drink at my sister's.
Is that true or not?
We were at her brother's house, and my daughter wasn't paying attention, and she walked by, and when she doesn't pay attention, she will either trip or knock stuff over, and I smacked her in the arm and told her to pay attention and watch what she's doing.
Is this when she knocked your cup over?
Yeah, it was at somebody else's house.
So when I asked you if you've been physical with her, you said no, that wasn't the truth. You have.
That is considered physical. And yesterday at the hotel.
What happened yesterday at the hotel?
He backhanded her in the arm.
Did it leave a mark? No. Did I really hit her hard? No. What was the reason why I hit her in the arm?
What was your reasoning? Because I don't think that you should have hit her at all.
Do you know how it sounds? That you're physically hitting an intellectually disabled girl? How does that sound to you when it hits your ear and you hear somebody else say it?
Apparently I think I'm about done with this show, because it seems like I'm going to have to defend myself every time that you speak a question to me. I'm not liking the way that this is working out here.
Well, I'm asking you the questions. You said ask me anything you want. I'll answer anything you want.
Well, I just answered you.
No, you didn't. I said, how do you think that sounds?
I don't intentionally hit her on purpose. Okay. And if I think that she deserves to get smacked in the arm for not paying attention or doing something wrong, then that's what I did.
Do you want to know what I think, or do you care?
Well, truthfully, I don't care, but I would like to hear what you got to say.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Did you actually see him shoot himself?
Yeah, but I don't remember anything.
None of us had anything to do with your son's death.
I don't think that they're telling the truth.
I'm just upset that I even have to be here.
Well, is that inconvenient for you? Both of you cheated into marriage. Both of you lied into marriage. I can just imagine being one of your children. I would just so want to tell you people to shut the hell up and sit down.
I would like my son to take a paternity test to see if this is my grandson.
I told her, bring it on.
I have the DNA results in this envelope.
I married a con man.
There was never any mistruths.
Where did you get your ID?
Regis and University of Budapest.
University of Budapest doesn't exist.
America's most watched talk show.
I'm a wonderful person, and I'm a kind mother.
She's thrown her hot tea on me. She just gets angry.
What? Is must watch television.
So she is lying here.
I don't want to play this blame game.
Listen, I'm going to conduct an interview here, and I'm sorry if you don't like the questions.
This November on Dr. Phil.
How do you feel about how Drew treats you?
He's mean to me. When I'm doing the dishes, he tells me to hurry up. I was trying to stab them all. Sometimes it takes me a little time to figure out where it goes where.
What is the worst thing that Drew has done to you?
Hit me on the arm and then it really hurt. I was running right by him and the drink actually spilled by accident. I didn't mean to. And he punched me in the arm. I got sad. I cried myself to sleep.
How do you want things to be different in this family?
I just want Drew to be nice to Austin and have some peace.
Cool. I'm glad she said that.
What part?
All of it.
She's a very sweet kid and wouldn't do anything to hurt anybody, and she doesn't deserve to get hit.
I will never touch her ground again because I don't think it's right when she acts or puts me in a position where I should discipline her. She's too old for that, and I love her to death. And I go whatever it takes at school, if I have to pick her up or take her to school, whatever it takes, I do for her. I do for my son, too. I do the same thing. I went through a whole year of counseling coming to my house every week for at least an hour or two every week. I even went to parental counseling on my own because my wife said, Drew, you think you need to get some counseling? Okay, I'll do it for you, honey. I'll do it. If it makes you happy, I'll go try this. I did it on my own. So I'm the bad person here, which is what it looks like. And sometimes I might be a little too rough. I'm not perfect. I was willing to try and change that and help out because this is my family. But the way things look right now, looks like that you guys are going to try to drill me here. And I don't think that's too cool. I came out here on my own to try to help and make things better, but it seems like it's going to make things worse.
Well, let me tell you what I think. You want to know what I think, or do you care?
Well, truthfully, I don't care, but I would like to hear what you got to say. You have an opinion. I'll hear it.
Well, if you don't care, why do you want to hear it?
Because I would like to hear what you got to say.
You came all this way. You might as well, right?
Right now, I'm a little upset, a little uptight, so I may say something that I might not mean, but sure. Well, I would appreciate
it. I'm real thick-skinned.
And I you're not going to hurt my feelings. I've been called,
I probably won't.
I've been called worse than I think you could come up with.
I probably would hope so.
You know, here's the thing. There's a reason that I agreed to do this story. Because I had two choices in this once I learned about it and once I saw the tape. I could either try to help you or I could just refer it to law enforcement. Because I believe what you're doing is criminal. And I don't think you know that. I don't think you get it. I think that you are, like everybody else in this world, you live, you just learn what you live. And I think people do the best they can with what they've got at the time. And I think you don't realize the impact and gravity of what you're doing. And I don't think you understand the impact and gravity of what you're doing. And so I elected to have a conversation with you and tell you the truth. And I tell people the truth as I see it. I'm not the repository of all knowledge. I'm not going to ask you to substitute my judgment for your own. You may completely disagree with me, and then you can go off and do whatever you want. But I think that you deserve for somebody to tell you the truth. Because I think if you will hear me, I think 6 months from now or a year from now, you will look back and say, thank God somebody stepped up and gave me a wake-up call. Because I am not proud of what I was doing, and I can now be proud of what I am doing. And that's my goal for you, is to tell you the truth. I don't care whether you like it or you don't like it. What I do care is that I believe you need to hear something from other people's point of view. My point of view, her point of view, your son's point of view, your daughter's point of view. Because I think if you will do that and you have a willingness, you can do something different than what you're doing here. So that's my goal. I wanted to find out what you were doing and what you weren't doing. You've been honest. I'll give you that.
I'll be more than honest. I'll tell you anything that you really want to hear. I don't need to lie. If I don't actually remember, then I'll tell you I don't actually remember. If I do remember, I'll tell you. Telling the truth is the only way to do it.
So what happened when you screwed up when you were a kid?
My mother would spank me if I was bad. I didn't get into trouble too much when I was young.
Yeah, how about your father?
Oh, I got spanked by my father. They were not together all my whole life.
Right.
So, yeah, I even took spankings for my so-called half-brother.
So who'd you live with?
I lived with my mother.
So when was your dad gone from your life?
About 6 weeks after I was born.
Yeah. So who taught you how to be a father? Who taught you what was right and what was wrong, where the boundaries were, what was okay, was not?
My mother did her best on teaching me and being around older her friends, but
didn't have a role model.
Not exactly, no.
A father that taught you how to deal with things.
Nope. Mm-hmm. He's in my life now, but back then, no.
What are you so angry about? What else do you do when a 14-year-old gets up in your face disrespectfully? What am I supposed to do? Kowtow? That's not the only other alternative.
Explain to me what you think the other alternative is so I could be enlightened.
Closed captioning provided by...
What are you so angry about?
Can you define what I'm so angry about?
You just seem to have... I spend at least half my time hearing what isn't said.
Right.
And you seem to me to have a seething anger just below the surface. I think it's all you can do right now, since you've been out here, to not rage. And even as you sit there now, I just sense an anger in you, a rage in you, just beneath the surface. I mean, you're doing your best right now. I mean, you're sitting there, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna keep it together here. And I understand your anger at me. I get it if right now you're thinking, I'd like to drag him out in Oklahoma field and whoop his ass. Well, let me tell you, I lived in Oklahoma. I know where those fields are, and I've been in a few of them. I get how that solves nothing. What I want to know is not what you're angry at me about, what you're angry about in general.
I have a lot of stress that is put upon me. That could be a good part of being angry. I have a job that I work at that I'm not too happy with, but it's paying the bills, and if I could find something else, then I would and change, and it would probably be a lot better.
But he also has a problem with authority.
Yeah, I get that. That's why he's wants to slap me.
Can I say something to you, to be honest with you?
Sure.
I knew what I was coming out here to get into. I volunteered for this. And if I thought I was just going to come out here and want to slap you, I would have never volunteered. I came out here to try to figure out what the problem is and try to get help to fix the problem.
But you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And it is apparent to me that we have a different definition of acceptability when it comes to parenting and how you express yourself. You do what you think is okay. You do what you think you are justified to do. You think because this 14-year-old has the audacity to defy you, to push your buttons, to be in your face, that gives you the right to say, I'm the king of this house, and I will take you out and whoop your ass. If you want to get up in my face like a man, then I will whoop you like a man. That's just your level of reasoning. I get that. I understand that, that you think that's right. And I don't think that's right, and I have to convince you of a better way to do it, or you'll never stop doing it. But you can't change what you don't acknowledge. That's why I ask you, did you say this? Did you do that? Did you say this? And you said, yeah. Well, yes. Like, so? I mean, your whole attitude to me seems to be like, yeah, so what else do you do when a 14-year-old gets up in your face disrespectfully? What am I supposed to do? Kowtow and kiss his ass and say, oh, well, okay, I just want to get along. That's not the only other alternative.
What is the other alternative? Explain to me what you think the other alternative is so I could be enlightened.
I will certainly do that.
Well,
I'm so glad you asked.
I asked you. Let's be real. I'm going to ask you. I came here for help, so be it. Explain, please.
Okay. I think you're only half being sarcastic. I think you really are curious.
If I was going to be sarcastic, Dr. Phil, I would have came up with something better than that. I'm wanting to know.
Well, I said half sarcastic. All right, we're going to take a break, and then I am going to answer his question in detail. And you're sitting there like, great,
please
get
help.
Him fixed. Boy, have I got some questions for you, lady. We'll be right back.
When Drew doesn't want to listen to me, he'll wave his hand and say, oh, I'm leaving.
Something's gonna have to give, or that's it, Brenda. I'm done.
Friday on an all-new Dr. Phil.
What's this teen mom hiding?
For many years, I've had a secret.
What did you say when you found out about it? You didn't go to the police?
No, sir.
My God, who are you people?
That's Friday.
Closed captioning provided by...
Austin was 11, the cable guy came to our house, and Drew told him, just a minute, I'm gonna go f my son up. The cable guy called Child Protective Services. It came back inconclusive. Drew might have said something, but he didn't follow through with it, which I'm glad.
Austin always makes me look like I'm the bad guy. I don't deserve it.
How well do you really know the person that you invite into your home and into your children's lives? It's a question more single parents need to ask themselves, because last year alone, child advocacy centers reportedly assisted nearly 86,000 children who were abused by their step-parents. We conducted a survey and asked parents if they disliked their stepchildren. Now, that's a provocative question. You think, who would ask somebody that? Well, we ask somebody that. 36% said yes. 36% said, you know, if I'm just anonymous here and don't put my name on this, yeah, I don't like my stepkids. Now, Brenda believes that her husband, Drew, must not like her children because of how abusive he is. He says, that's not true. I love these kids to death. But she says his anger escalates when she steps in and defends them.
I've about had enough of your mouth. Keep it up and I'm gonna spank your ass.
Austin puts a big strain on my relationship with my wife. She always thinks that I'm being the bad guy or too mean.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of your crap running your mouth. Basically, you're gonna do what you're told or you're gonna get your ass beat.
I'm always in the middle when I have to get in Drew's face because he's trying to pick on my son. I say, pick on somebody your own size. I'll say, stop threatening all the time.
I'm done with this. I'm done with it. I really don't care. You can take your little film and stick it where the sun don't shine because I'm tired of his little stupid mouth that's disrespectful.
I don't think Drew is in control of his actions or his mouth. I think he needs medication.
I'm gonna put up with this crap. Been doing this for going on 9 years and I'm not gonna do it any longer.
When Drew doesn't want to listen to me, he'll wave his hand and say, off. I'm leaving.
Something's gonna have to give, or that's it, Brenda. I'm done. I'm serious. I'm not playing. I'm sick of this. I'm not gonna be the one that's always trying to look like I'm the bad guy because I'm trying to make his ass mine. Disrespectful little brat. You don't side in with me.
Can't get a word in because your mouth keeps running.
I'm done with you.
See? That's what he does. He walks away.
Okay, let me ask you, because I've learned after, I'm coming up on our 2000th show here, and one thing I've learned is that when people sit back and watch their life, their conduct, their behavior on tape, it sometimes is informative. What's your reaction? You just watched yourself on tape there.
That's a good question. How should I answer that? Well, when I say I'm done and I walk out, I think it's better that I walk away out of the situation to get some fresh air, to get out of the aggravation.
See, that's really an interesting answer. I find it really interesting because, and you guys, I'm sure, know it's the same thing. You have no comment on your demeanor, your conduct, your name calling, the aggressive and rageful nature of what you were saying. You just say, well, yeah, I probably should walk away. That doesn't even register with you. Let me ask you this question. Let me get a little more specific. How much fun do you think you are to live with?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, think about it for a minute. Think about it. You're not you. You're her or you're him or you're your the daughter. Any of the three. How much fun do you think they have living with you when we just watched that tape?
Well, if that tape actually existed all the time as my life was going on every day, it wouldn't be fun at all. But that's just a little partial time. We do have
every
fun.
Other day, at least. You and Austin are arguing, and I'm having to step in.
When Drew picked me up and threw me against the wall, it made me feel scared inside. When Drew threatens me, I hate him. I don't like living this way.
We can't do this show without you, our studio audience.
If you're going to be in the Los Angeles area and you would like free tickets, go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Because we have a lot of fun here, don't we? Or you can call 323-461-PHIL. That's 323-461-7445.
When Drew threatens me, I hate him. I don't like living this way. When Drew picked me up and threw me against the wall. It made me feel scared inside. A lot of my friends don't want to come over because they're scared of Drew. He called one of my friends a mental-looking beaver bulldog mixed. I said, why did you do it? He said, he's a mental hairy-looking gorilla. I was like, wow. Drew gets annoyed with Destiny because she kind of has a problem, but she's my sister and I will protect her no matter what. He says to her, why are you acting retarded? I stuck up for my sister and said, you don't talk to my sister like that. Drew always tells me whenever he fights with my mom, it's always because of me. It's hard to see my mom be sad. It makes me feel inside like I'm gonna cry, and I don't like that. He said if it wasn't for me, there would be no problems. It hurts my feelings a lot, actually, to him say that. I wish that we can get along and be happy together.
What's your thought?
My thought is he's unhappy quite a bit. Apparently, they're all unhappy. And so, myself, I'm unhappy, too. I don't like to fight with them. I would rather not. I don't need to raise my blood pressure any higher than it already is over something crazy and stupid. But it seems like the majority of the time, he's disrespectful and always standing up and telling me that he's not going to do something. And it just really irritates the hell out of me when he does that.
I get that you don't like all of his behavior. What I'm trying to get you to get is that your reaction to it, your method to it, you cannot manage the situation with intimidation and succeed. You cannot be a loudmouth, abusive bully and succeed. And I'll guarantee you that's how he sees you. I guarantee you that's how she sees you. I guarantee that's how she sees you when you are doing what you're doing. Is that what you want for yourself?
That's not what I want.
Is that what you're doing? Are you being a loudmouth, abusive bully?
Apparently, I guess I am.
No, I'm asking you. You said you would be honest.
Did I just answer your question?
No.
Yes, I just did.
Well, answer it again, because I'm not very smart.
I think you're smarter than you're playing off right now, to be honest with you.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Did you know that more than 16 million kids in the U.S. are at risk of hunger each day? That's more than one in five children. Now, these are our neighbors, our kids that play in the neighborhood, co-workers, friends' children. The problem is closer than you would think, but so is the solution. Join me and visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find your local food bank to help. I'm Dr. Phil, and together, we are Feeding America.
Closed captioning provided by...
Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on drphil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
My daughter was murdered by her stepmother. Lily started coming home with bruises on her arms, legs, and back, burn mark on her neck.
What's the hardest thing about this for you?
As a mother, you're supposed to protect your children, and I failed.
Why do you think she did this to your daughter?
I believe that she killed her because...
America's most watched talk show, Dr. Phil. That's tomorrow.
Well, I'm not even close to being finished speaking to Drew, and I haven't even gotten to speak to Brenda yet. You do not want to miss tomorrow's show. If you suspect child abuse, please call the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. That's 1-800-422-4453. And understand, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't think they're going to press you into doing something you don't want to do. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. They will answer your questions. They will give you information. You will not be pressured to do anything. So don't be afraid. Pick up the phone. Thanks for being here. So long.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.